Okay, Benji. As we continue our trip through the Sugya, Minzus Judas Kavana, or maybe we should call it the Zayn Judas Kavana, depending what you think the Masan Seymar is. So we saw yesterday that the Machlokes Minzus Judas Kavana, Zayn Judas Kavana, is not as extreme as we thought it was. There are cases that everybody openly agrees a certain degree of Kavana you have to have, and there are a certain degree of Kavana you don't have to have, according to everybody. But the basic tzura of the sugya refers to these scenarios of Tekel Shia, Kafa Bechamatza, Hayakara B'Tayr, Yizman Kriyashma. These scenarios where the person is doing the mitzvah clearly for some other reason, some other agenda, and he's not particularly focusing on being yaiti, the mitzvah per se. Not that he doesn't want to be yaiti, but it's not that he's not an anti-mitzvah guy. It's not that he doesn't know it's Pesach, and there's no Trashana, but that's not really what his agenda is. So is he yaiti, is he not yaiti? So it's a somewhat unresolved question, because although the beginning of the sugya, the question was very, very clear, the mitzvah ain't Jewish Kavana, Rava says that outright. Nevertheless, the Kavana almost seems to backpedal towards the end of the sugya, in a very cryptic statement around Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira seems to say that, in the end, you do require Kavana. Another Rishon question whether that's really what Rabbi Zeira even meant. And because of the lack of clarity in the Kavana, it's not a great surprise that there's actually machlokes. If we show you what the final word is, tachlis, bottom line, is chitzman ain't Jews kavana. But one thing seems to be very, very clear from the flow of the entire sugya is that the question of mitzvahs and Jews kavana is a universal question. There really is no reason to differentiate between mitzvahs. The Gemara was very, very clear about that at the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara made the jump from Kof of Yechol Matzah to Tekel Shir. Although the Gemara did entertain the possibility of maybe differentiating between the mitzvahs, but that seemed to be kind of like a deflated Havam, and it didn't last very long. It seems to be pretty clear that you have to be consistent in your view either Chichas Kavana and Chichas Kavana. And yet, of course, we find, and this is not the first time, but the last time we find, that there was one great Rishon who seems to take the entire world on. The one great Rishon seems to undermine everything that he said the last 5 minutes. That mitzvah is about the same as Kavana, the end of the Mishkan. The answer to that question, whether ultimately Tzivus Kavana ultimately ain't Tzivus Kavana, is not an absolute yes or no. It's that famous answer that we always remember to hear, and that it what? It depends on the mitzvah. Some mitzvahs, yeah, and others mitzvahs. And what are the two mitzvahs, and who is the famous Rishon, of course? No. So the Rambam, Ilucha Shofar, writes straight out, mitzvahs, Kavana, Yom Shomo, Yotza, Kavana Shemeyen, Kavana Skashmin, and the whole nine yards, mitzvahs, Kavana. I don't know if some thoughts on the Rambam, right? Or possibly Kavana, what? So the Mishnah was so disturbed with this Rambam that he said, once he went out on a limb, he said, you know, I'm guessing there's a Gerson issue with one of these Rambams. There's got to be something that's wrong here. It just doesn't seem to fit with anything that was saying. How can it be such a spirit of glory of two Rambams? But the Mishnah doesn't say it outright. He says this. He thinks there's probably some mistake here. But all the Kisrayat, all the manuscripts of the Rambam bear out the fact, but it says the Rambam, exactly what the Rambam meant to say. There's no Tosafot, there's no Pirush issue, there's no the Nusach. The Rambam actually said it, and now it behooves us to understand how could the Rambam pull such a stunt? How could the Rambam say such a thing? So when we deal with Shittas the Rambam, we have to deal with it on a dual level. We spoke about this a little bit in the past, that there are textual questions and conceptual questions. So here there's both. A textual question, because the Gemara says it toward the city. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Zos Amaris, Rambitsiya, Tekel Shir, Yotza. The Gemara connects between the two. So that's a textual problem, according to the Rambam. But there's perhaps an even more serious problem, a conceptual problem. What's the Svar L'Chal? Even if someone will finagle textually sell your book of bridge to show you what in the Gemara itself, you know, you can read it with the Rambam, but conceptually it wasn't pshat. So textually, although it's true, the Gemara does conclude that they seem to be the same. Let's not forget, at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara did suggest a habit of the Gemara did suggest a possibility to the friendship between the two. And it could be the Rambam held that even though Rabbi Zeir at the end of the sugya does buy into at least shofar requires kavana, we do not have to extrapolate from shofar to matzah. Maybe at the end of the day, even within the text of the Gemara, the chiluk is there. So it's not terrible what the Rambam is saying textually, but conceptually it's very, very difficult. I want this one. So how would you conceptually deal with such a problem? All the other Rishonim say either shofar and matzah do mean kavana, or shofar matzah don't mean kavana. The Rambam says this book is in. So how would you explain this big conception? What would your approach be? Literally one of two different conceptual approaches. What are they? You have matzah one way, shofar the other way. Very simple. What would you say?
Would you say it's different kinds of matzah? Oh, matzah is more. Like, you feel like, even though you make four, so you can play up, so it's direct on us, but by the shofar.
Okay, so you're already almost plugging in details. I want to know almost like more of a global kind of approach. I have matzah versus shofar. You're getting me. You're going to some Hashem, you're there already. But I want more like a global approach. I have matzah one way and shofar the other way. But you guys give me answers already. I want like more of a structure.
On something you have to do yourself. On something
you guys are getting details. You guys are so great at details. You know, we say klal prat. You guys are the prat already. What's the klal first? Even the Rambam is saying, huh? Or the Rambam is saying, huh? Some of the verbs are the verbs.
Some mitzvahs that require, like, an ideology.
Well, you're part of the prat team here. You guys are all prats. You have four prats. I'm on one klal. One? What not? What listens?
Either all mitzvahs need kavana.
Yeah, we're talking.
There's an exception, but
yeah, we're talking. Yeah,
all mitzvahs don't need kavana. There's an exception.
Thank you very much. Okay, so either all mitzvahs, all 248 mitzvahs essay require kavana, minus what? Minus one. Matzah is the court. Matzah is the exception to the rule. Is that what the Rambam is saying? That fundamentally, what he wrote in Shofar is the rule. And not to the exception to the rule, or the nafakul, the exact opposite. Fundamentally, mitzvahs don't really require kavana, which is the exception to the rule. Shofar. So clearly, this is the question we have to analyze. What is the rule, and what is the exception? Now, it's not enough just to say arbitrarily, oh yeah, matzah is the rule, shofar's not, shofar's the rule. You have to explain. If the rule really is that matzah is correct, so what characteristic, what quality, what trait did that shofar make shofar the exception to the rule? Or if we want to go down the other route, that shofar is the rule, and what characteristic about matzah makes it the exception to the rule? So either way we go, we have to explain, we have to highlight, manish, no pun intended, is a bad pun, I don't mean this one, but manish that a matzah from kolot ha'rula, or with either piece of the other side, manish that a shofar is the piece. Those are really the two ways of going down the sugya. So let's go down the sugya through the eyes of the Ran for a moment. Let's go through the eyes of the Ran that la'olam mitzvahs needs kavana, shofar needs kavana, and lulav needs kavana, and sukkah needs kavana, and matzah is different. Why is matzah different? What is it about matzah that's different? So the Ran has the following insight. So the Ran writes. In the end of the third of the Rambam Tremis, Bidasa Rambam. Third line from the top, my Rambam number three in the back of the page. Apa Gavdi Tishar Kul Yotza. Apa Yotza. Shekain Nehaneh. The new word that's going to be used. Now, we spoke about the Hadar. Broke it in the spirit. That was about Yisuru. Now, we're talking about Yisuru. But matzah has something that shofar doesn't have. What does matzah have? Come full. Enjoy. And therefore, I'm going to say, what's this in that statement? Because there's a no, therefore I'm going to even without kavana. What word do I not understand? The chalal, that sentence. What's the therefore? Therefore what? What in the world is the characteristic of that trait of not having moving nerves? Now, this is a classic example, something I yell at my tummies them all the time. When they say statements that are true, blah, blah,
irrelevant.
It is true that there is hanah by matzah and there is no hanah by shofar. That is a 100% true statement, true but irrelevant. Why in the world should the hanah shemo be the engine that's driving being able to be entered into that kavanah? That's the catch. So the Iran gives you the following motion. The Iran is assuming that you learned all of us as Christians already. And it's telling you, if there are really the album, it's after one very nice, how she came there. Anyone know what the Iran's talking about? So let's go back, let's backpedal for a moment to something that we mentioned yesterday. There is a din in a totally different area of halacha. If a person violates innocent kares, b'shogeg, you have to bring what? Carbon what? Carbon shakas. So give me an example, shogeg. Let's say take shogeg shakas. Give me a few examples. Now, what are you depicting a couple of examples of shogeg and shakas?
Someone turns on a light accident.
So what does that mean by accident?
He thought it was allowed.
Well, so he thought one of two things. Either he forgot that it was Shabbos. He thought it was good. He got it was Shabbos. That's what Shiva Shabbos. Or Shiva Spalachas. He said, I didn't realize he's not allowed to remind some Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know he's not allowed to remind some Shabbos. That's what Shiva Spalachas. So the Mishnahis tell us, because of Shabbos, because of Skrisos, either one of those two Shadian would warrant bringing a carbon tax. However, the Gemara says, what if neither of those two cases are true? We spoke a little about this the other day. A person knows the Shabbos, and he knows not how to turn on the Shabbos, but he opened up the door, and he slipped, and his elbow bang against the light, and the light went on. That's from this asset. This asset is broken. Okay, this asset is broken. Comes in for a priest that says, that's like my shot. What if a person is misasik the achilas chaylev? The achilas chaylev, you eat chaylev, the shayye, the chayyev, the chaylev. You probably eat the remains of the chaylev, the chaylev carus, the given fat from the animal. So, b'med d'vamamur, a person is chaylev, a chatos, that's if he did shikras, a veil. What if he ate the chaylev, the misasik? How did that What would you call that? I would call that Atmos. What's it? It's Asik. It's Asik. It's Asik. It's Asik. You gotta know. She came there and then. So what did the Rambam just say? Rambam just invoked this imagery from the second thesis. It's Asik. The Chalom. It's Chayav. She came there and then. Said, oh, who did that be? Asa mitzvah. But I know. Is Yaitz in the mitzvah even out of Kavon? You know what the Rav just did? The Rav just made the following equation on the board. Now, what do you see from the sugya of Misasik b'chalav m'chayev? Normally, Misasik is what? Is not called your what? It's not. Why are you not chayev on Misasik? It's not even called your what?
Shifo.
But you're not your four. It's not even your mindset. Misasik is the hem by itself. It's not even your mindset either. When I turn on a light that I know I'm doing a mice, I turn on a light, I just forgot a shop, I forgot now I turn on a light. That's called the mice other. That's called the mice, my mice. Therefore, Chayav and Chayav. When something happens, the Rechmas Asay, it's not to call my mice altogether. So comes in one priest and says, Mamed Devon Amor, it's not called your mice. That's when it's a type of an aver that doesn't have Hanok connected to it. But if there's Hanok connected to it, what kind of joke is it? What kind of force is it? Of course it's called your mice. And it's called your mice vis-a-vis the chiyuv of chatos. Hanah transforms something that was otherwise not your mice to be called your mice. That works against you in the parish of chatos, but it works for you in which parish would sugya. Which sugya does it work for you in the sugya of matzah, in the sitz kavana. So the Olam says the Rambam, he does the Rambam, mitzvah strichas kavana, throw a shofar needs kavana, shake the bull needs kavana, sing a shofar needs kavana, put it on so it's kavana, Krishna, everything needs kavana. But mitzvahs that have a no connected to them, what's lacking in your kavana is made up with your what? With your hano. Hano makes it into your nisa, even without your kavana, just as hano makes it into your nisa, even if you come to chattas. That's the dimion of the Rambam, that's the Ashkodra. Everyone saw that Rambam? Who wants to argue with that? Who wants to potentially
the Rambam's equation?
So I want to ask you a couple of questions. Okay. Misasik the chalav mechayev. It's a given. So Gemara, Pharisee, Gemara, no question about that. And the reason is Shekein Nehem. There's no question that's the reason Shekein Nehem. So, Yesh Lachkor, I want to understand what is the reason of that reason? What is the rationale of that reason? Shekein Nehem, what is the basis of that reason? So, I just explained to you, without even telling you my Hakira, I just explained to you a razzle dazzle shot as to why Shekein Nehem is Chayev. I explained to you that Misasik is Potur because it's not called the Maisa Adam, because that by itself. And I'm telling you that whenever there's Hano, so Hano is a Mitzaref as Hamaisa to you. Because you can make a tziruf ha-maisa to the gavra either through kavanas ha-adam or through hanas ha-adam. Either one of those is a mitzarev as ha-maisa to you. And then the Ran felt comfortable extending that to mitzvahs as well. But I want to backpedal for a minute and I want to ask myself, wait a second, maybe I got pshat totally wrong. Maybe that is not at all what Shekein Nehem means. Can anyone offer to me a different beer in Shekein Nehem? When it comes to Chil Shabbos, if I turn on the light, derech masasik and potter. When it comes to chaylev, I eat the chaylev, derech masasek, I'm chayev. Anyone want to explain to me why that's true? Nothing to do with hanoah being mitzaref as hamaisa. Anyone want to give me a totally different beer in hanoah?
Maybe you're bringing the chaplas because you benefited from something.
What does that mean? What does that mean? You're almost there. I want to ask you a long question about eating treifas, about eating mechosos, eating chaylev. What's the essence of this aveira? What's the nature of this aveira? Either you can argue that it's a maisa achiva. It's an action of achiva. What counts as achiva? Whatever you think the definition of achiva, whatever moment in time you think achiva is violated, but it's basically fundamentally it's a maisa. Not all that different. In Chil Shabbos, Chil Shabbos is short, so by Chil Sasek HaMalacha, so by Chil Shabbos, the mice is the writing of the letters, the bishop, the carrying, a lot of focus on air. Whatever the case may be, there's a mice Aveira. When it comes to Machol Sasur, there's a mice Aveira as well. Or maybe that's not the right modus in Machol Sasur. Maybe the essence of Machol Sasur is not really the Maisa Shabbat. What's the real Isser? What's the name of the Isser? The five we brought. What's the Isser Chaylev? The Isser Chaylev is Hanoah Zachila Minenu. It's fundamentally an Isser Hanoah. Now again, it's not an Isser Hanoah that you can Shmir Chaylev on. Chaylev is not the number of Isser Hanoah. But the Achilas, the Hanoah Zachila is what the answer is. You have to do a Maisa Achila in order to accomplish what? The Hanoah Zachila Shabbat. But the achilah, the maisa, is almost secondary. The maisa is almost prerequisite. The maisa is not really the focus. The focus is on the hanoah shavai. The maisa is just the technicality. How do I reach the point of hanoah sachila? Versteitzach by doing a maisa achilah. Up in the nature, the issue is not a maisa achilah. So I've always said it's a very, very fine line. You have to be like in really, really heavy duty moments to the friendship to do. So everybody agrees that bottom line, what makes me chayev from Machos Asuros? Taking a piece of food, putting it out, young bullshit, that's the issue. But it's not clear, is it fundamentally a Maisa Achila, or is it fundamentally an Issa Hano, and the Maisa Achila is just necessary to accomplish that Hano?
Can you sell Chila?
Yechir is muta b'hano. It's muta about other hanos, but the hanos achilu is what the Torah asks us. Can everybody say everyone with us so far? Based on this chakira, as to what the nature of the iser of machos asus v'chein v'chis, has two very, very different ways of understanding that one chakira that says, v'sa'asek v'chalov v'chayi shekein what? Nehneh. Who wants to explain to me the two shagadim in shekein nehneh based on that chakira? If you hold that machos asus is a maisa achila, it's a maisa, that's the idea, sir. So what is Shekein Nehneh telling me? What's the wonders in Shekein Nehneh telling you? The nature of Yisrael Maisa Achila? That Hanoah is a mechanism to be starry for Maisa to me, even though it otherwise would not be mature for me. That's what the word Shekein Nehneh means. But if you tell me that the nature of Yisrael Machos Asuras is not a Maisa Achila, but rather it's a what? No? It's basically fundamentally a what? An Isser Hanos Achila. The mice is just a quirk because I need the mice to get to that Hanos Achila. If that's the pshat, so then why is Mesasi Chayim? Shekei what? Shekei Nehneh. What's the Gemara saying in those words of Bajim or Shekei Nehneh? The reason why I'm Chayim is because I figured out, I hit the jackpot. I got the Hanos without what? The Maisa. The Maisa is not Misasik. Misasik is Nishma Maisa. Hanoah is not a Mitzarek as a Maisa. What Shekein Nehneh means is that you don't need a Maisa Achila. All you need is to reach the point of Hanoah Achila. 99% of the time it is impossible to reach Hanoah Achila without a Maisa Achila. But guess what? 1% of the time it is possible. What's that 1% called? Misasik. Misasik is Chalom Chai. So it's a very, very fine line. Depending on what you think the underlying lomdus of the Machos Asuris is, whether you ultimately think Machos Asuris is an Isser Maisa, or whether it's an Isser Hanah, ultimately that is going to impact on what you think the words Shekein Nehneh mean. And this is going to make all the difference in the world for the Ra'an and Asa Rama. Because what did the Ra'an try to sell us with Asa Rama? That what is the Ra'an home? No, Chazar Sechem Ra'an really old pictures Ra'an. Trying to bring you another area of halacha that you see that Hanoah can accomplish worlds for us. So fish mom of your home that the bombus of Shekein Nehneh by Chalav is it's a bitzar as an Isa. What did not mean that's what we use together. But if you're going to tell me that Shekein Nehneh is nothing to do with Mitzarev as a Maisa, Shekein Nehneh is talking about the uniqueness of the Aveir of Machos Asuras is fundamentally not a Maisa Isser, but rather it's a Hanodik Isser, does that have any implication, any impact, any consequences for a Rechel's Tatsa? Would anybody in their right mind say, by a Shekein Nehneh, you don't really have to do the Matzah, what do you really need? Of course, the Erev takes the Matzah. Of course, there's a Maisa Achila for the Shekein Nehneh. So the whole Shekein Nehneh has nothing to do with the Mitzarev Maisa to be there with Asher. Shekein Nehneh is just a unique quirk by the Chos Asuras. What in the world is that to the Shekein Nehneh? So the Ra'an is still important to the Ra'an. The Ra'an is saying, Shab, because he had a certain understanding of what Shekein Nehneh meant, because he had a certain understanding of what the Chos Asuras was all about. But if you go down the other route of Machos Asuras, go down the other route of Shekein Nehneh, then Mechir, the whole Ran's Raya doesn't hold.
How mentions the Raya's also?
Yes, I kept on looking at Raya's because it's a little complicated story, but it's the same kind of thing, the same message, the exact same kind of story, it's the Raya's part of it.
So, what's considered Hanah? If somebody, let's say someone puts
it has to be Hanos Achila.
He liked it. It doesn't matter if you realize that he was meaning or that he didn't.
So, I don't want to read me a Raya. one side of this chakira, this love, this chakira, whether machos asuras, is it iser maisa or iser hanga? We learned the second part of Kedushin recently. Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph says Kedushin, only bring Mariah, and remember. But the nature of machos asuras is mamash in iser hanga. It's really fundamental in iser hanga, which would not bode well for the Shiva Saran. In the Sukkot in Shluch of Ba'a Be'er. Who was this at Tzuyu? Nobody knows it at Tzuyu. So the Gemara has Machlekes at Tzuyu in the following case. I ask you, please do me a favor, don't kill women for me. You're a nice guy, you're a nice guy, kill women. Who's Chayim? 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 Why? Because one time in this week, the Shalom said, Shama, Shama, the old Shalom, the head of the family said, he disagreed, said, no. That Yesh is not there, and therefore the fellow who hires the assassin is in the Shalom.
They're both hired.
So it's not according to Shama, that means the Shalech, the contest of Shalech, then I'll make Shama Shakira now. The reason the Shalech is the Shalech. Comes to one says, what would Shama say about the following Shakira? According to Shama, we're not asking again Shama. What would Shama have to say about the following? I say to you, as follows. Go to McDonald's, please, and please give me a Shmaka, pray for cheeseburger, and have in mind you're my Shalech. Do me a favor, read the cheeseburger. Did Shammai say that the Mishalech is higher? Shammai said that I tell you, pull trigger, I'm higher. Did Shammai say the same thing that I eat the cheeseburger? And we know?
Yes.
No, Shammai would say, Shammai say, I can't even Shammai. Why? Because then we want the following story. Lo matzinu, zeh nehemeh. Zeh is higher. It's not shy. That you're going to enjoy the cheeseburger, you're going to be high balance for eating the cheeseburger. The kids, it doesn't make any sense. I have a kosher tomorrow, whatever. According to Shammai, Yeshlechet Ba'avera, Shlechet for it, why not? Nope, you can be the one before, why not?
He was getting
when you
told the guy to kill
it. It's a din, man. The miser teacher, the problem. The Shama helped his up. Shama says, "Yesh to the Barbera." So the Ma'isa that Reuven is the satisfaction shiva. But over here, what's the nature of Yisro Treifus? The Hanah shiva. So one that Sinu Zeh Nehenev Zeh Mischayev. At the end of the day, the Mishalech didn't get the Hanah. So Shlichus means that Ma'isa shiva was Yachas to Reuven. Shlichus can't take Hanah. Hanah is a physical thing. Either your stomach is full, your stomach is not full. Either you enjoy the cheese, or you enjoy the cheese. So the Shaliach enjoyed the cheeseburger, he did the Aveira of eating traces. How in the world is that going to go to Shaliach? Was back to the Shaliach, but it made sense, he could go to Shaliach. That Gemara seems to bear out the idea that the fundamental Yisrael, the Machalos Asuros, is really Hanoah Shalom, and therefore Shekinen and Krisos has nothing to do with the Mitzarif Maisim Aideh Hanoah, and therefore the Ram's application of that one Krisos, she's around, is a big picture. But we're just questioning whether the Ram is there. So we don't want to go down to the Ram. Conceptually, which way do we want to go? Back to the claw. Not, I don't want to have a problem, guys. Give me the claw again. I don't want to go down the Ram to the Ram. I don't want to say that Ram is the exception. So fundamentally, the Ram holds the same thing. The Shofar must be different. So I'll turn the question on you guys. Manishtam Shofar. What is it about Shofar that makes it more subject to Kavana? Up to now we were learning Matzah Sukkot. Now we're going back to Masechta Roshana. What is it about Shofar that leads us to believe that there's more of a din of Kavana by Shofar than by other mitzvahs? Manishtan Shofar from Matzah.
Is it Kavana?
So the Pasuk does say Zichron Chua. The Torah does speak a little bit about Zichron. What does that mean exactly? So I want to understand a little bit. Give me like your own thoughts about this. Why would you think that Shofar should require more of a Kavana than other mitzvahs?
Oh,
so one could focus on the idea that there's not really a maaseh by Shofar. By Shofar, what's the essence of the mitzvah of Shofar? The essence of the mitzvah is probably shmiyah. We're going to hopefully talk a little bit about this later on, the chavtes. Is it tkiyah? Is it shmiyah? The rabbi, the tam, there's a lot of terms. But everybody agrees that there's definitely a major component of the shofar of shmiyah. Everyone know a raya brewer? It could be a raya brewer that the real thrust of the shofar is the shmiyah. According to everybody, you need shmiyah as a shofar.
The bracha.
The bracha lishpa poshar, right? The Mishnah says, what if I blow a shofar into a what?
Into a hole.
Into a cave. I don't hear the sound of the shofar. Not yet. We had the echo, not yet. I did kia, I did shmiyah. Shmiyah is critical. So perhaps one could argue that b'medavam mamurim, maybe you can argue mitzvah say tshuvas kavana, that's at least when there's something almost like to hold on to. There's a maisa mitzvah. There's something, there's a chesmat, a chach or something. But mitzvah such as shayfa, which have no maisa per se to them, maybe everybody would agree that's what the Rambam seems to say, mitzvah tshuvas kavana. That's one possibility. If that's the pshat, then we're not highlighting anything unique about shofar proper. It's just shofar as one of those mitzvahs don't really have a mice attacked onto them. But I want to say a little bit more than that. I want to say that maybe there's something about shofar proper that makes it more subject to kavanah than other mitzvahs. So Moshe said something about a zichron. So let me ask you a funny question about shofar. We do something very, very bizarre about the shofar. We blow shofar at the strangest time. Totally, completely incomprehensible. What do we mean by that? How many times would you blow shofar?
100 twice a
year. How many different units of tkiyah shofar do we have? We blow, I didn't say how many kolos, is that how many units of tkiyah shofar?
10.
We blow shofar before musaf, right? There's a whole series of tkiyahs, the kolos that are blown then. Those are what the most we show, those are called the tkiyah sawaf. In the Yusha, because the most of them, those are the sitting down kiss. I used to sit down, and that's a minute. The sneaker didn't sit down. Those are both kiss in the Yusha. Then there's a whole other set of kiss shows that we blow in. I'll say that brothers. Now, if you dab in the subside, then you blow in the middle of your silence from the rest of your soul. If you dab in the subside, then you only blow the drops of the shot. But they have kiss that are associated with dab in the front of us, right? Which is probably why, according to most of them, they call it kiss the what? Not the Yusha, but rather the. Okay? After davening is over, we have been hungry before. According to most of the Shem, those all have been hungry. But according to most of the Shem that I just presented to you, is that there are two distinct units of Tkiyah Shofar. There's the Tkiyah Shofar Yusha, and there's Tkiyah Shofar Seder Brach, there's Tkiyah Shofar Seder Brach. So I, Bechlal, don't understand the seven sets of Tkiyahs. Since when do we do a mitzvah in the middle of Shem? Can you imagine the following? It's the first time of Pesach. When you gather, it's a clock. That's for sure. Everybody, when you get to the bracha, take out your matzah and start eating. Crazy.
Nice.
Why is that? Why is that? Since when did the mitzvahs in Moshe and Esther? Something's first, yes, something's. Yo, you know, I should go, I said, Zan's in Hosein, oh, I said, I'm getting out of the rules, I'll change you. Sometimes it comes to mind already, like, there's also shots, you know, there's a few times I'm doing this group, they can ask me to show, and then there's also shots, it's over, you don't take out a rule, but we should go right from the snow, we shouldn't drop it's going to go to the shot. Somebody's going to take those people to go and shoot it. That's the shot, that's the shot, that's the shot. See, make extra 3 to 30 seconds. Both have to come to an end. That's reason. Okay. What is it after this? So, there's something bizarre about it. Since when do we find the human interest in the middle of the hour, you're special? That's one question, keep the map running. Gemara is a very, very strange machlokes in the third parak of Masechus Rosh Hashanah. Give me the third parak, what we didn't learn. It's machlokes that tenoim, what the shape of a shofar is supposed to be. Now, we're all familiar with shofars from rams, so we know ram's horns are curved. But other animals have what? A stick, straight horns. And one part says you should actually go straight one rather than the other. Now, we pass the kosher and the kosher. Neither did all show with the kosher, whether they're curved, whether they're straight, the rather than something, whether it's actually an animal, and this way, nothing else. But when everybody agrees, the neither did we pass the that all show with the kosher, but there's still nothing, the word which are better. Is it better to blow a straight horn or better to blow a curved horn? What's the Nakudas about? What are they fighting now? Anyone know? Anyone want to be a third turn?
I guess, you know.
So it was a strange presentation.
Oh,
when you're davening, is it better that your mind is davening, should be like kofuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or your mind sits like a omen of Fianella, standing straight at attention, like the security guys and they're watching the queen. Everyone has been a bucket in the palace? Okay, it's pretty fascinating, right? You go from shot to change your guard.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's functional, right? I mean, you would think like this screen you're watching has the most powerful person in the world. It's not a field app. And yet every single day, with daily daters, they have this unbelievable change in the guard. Come on, it's just a pageant, like a military parade, change your guard for the queen. So the guys who watch by the palace, what do they look like? I don't know. A bunch with the funny hats, right? Probably with the bodies. They stand. Sometimes you can't smile. You get a project. There's always like a famous people trying to make them laugh. There's a famous thing on the sheetboard. There's a couple of guys in Brisk. They're the only people who ever succeeded in getting these guys to crack up. The guy cracked up the stuff. I don't know what the guy did. Some sheep should actually. He's happy with the female. So there's a certain mindset when you stand in front of the king. What should you? What should your frame of mind be? Should it be? What should it be? Always something like. So the verse says, depending on how a person should be standing, in shas tefila, that's what you show to yourself. What should look like? Anyone understand that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to fulfill the expectation. Maybe that's as follows. Your matzah should be shaped either back, if you're curved or straight. What matzah do fit in for a king? So clearly, the word telling us is that king shofar is linked to what?
Is
linked to tefillah. There is some real connection here to shofar and tefillah. That's what the Rav explained, that it's absurd to talk about eating matzah and shaking a lulav in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But it's very appropriate to talk about both shofar and shofar, because the shofar is a key from tefillah, it's a key from tefillah. There's much more than the day man. The Pasuk says in Rashi Bar Lizcha, if you have a shas tzora, what do? You blow out. You blow chatzitzis. That's a form of tefillah, chatzitzis. It's like speaking to a good drum, it's like tefillah without words. So the Ramban writes in the Emes, it's like shofar, the shofar is also a chelik, like kiss chatzitzis in that. That it's a type of tefillah talking to Shofar. So putting together all these pieces of this puzzle, that Shofar is a shtickle tefillah, now can we begin to get a little bit of a better sense why Kavanah is so important? Manish Tanat Kishofar from other mitzvahs? What?
Zikon.
He's still a Zikon.
I'm
thinking
of that.
He's still a Zikon. Reb Chaim has a fort. In the safe of the Rambam. Anyway, and the first piece about Davin without Kavanah. And basically, Davin without Kavanah is not really Davin. That would be a tefillah. Whatever Kavanah means, we'll talk about it a little bit later on. Tefillah without any basic Kavanah is not a tefillah. So, Frederick Hayek, is that because this is Shuvah's Kavanah? So, you can find out. That Allah that you require Kavanah to tefillah has nothing to do with Shuvah's Kavanah. This is Kavanah means I'm shaking the Lord. I'm leaving that. Those are per se ma'aseh mitzvahs. Fundamentally, a ma'aseh mitzvahs kulo. Fundamentally, ma'aseh chesed. Fundamentally, ma'aseh rachasam. Ma'aseh shem v'suka. And now, if you pilpul, is kavanah critical to accompany that ma'aseh? Not. Then you have ignam machlekes nigvam machlekes fishar machlekes shemuracha. Zok dechayim tefillah. Kavanah is an integral part of the very definition of the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah tefillah? I'll go up. So when there's something chosin in your lady, it's not a mice of tefillah. Mice of tefillah doesn't mean to just
the mobile words. And you have tefillah without saying the words.
That's what we're going to roll with that. Maybe you can have to move away, possibly. Possibly, maybe the third, maybe you're right. It says in Chaim, in the tradition of the Rambam, that a tefillah without kavana is not chalon v'shem tefillah. It's that kavana by tefillah is not something which is external, which is secondary to the ma'aseh mitzvah. It's the very definition of the mitzvah itself. So if you put together this Reb Chaim, which is only certain saying from the Rav, from the Ramban, that there's a kiyum of tefillah and of the shofar, maybe we can understand why kavana and shofar is so critical, why it's so important. Kavana that's lacking, when you blow shofar lacking kavana, it's not that you're lacking, not that you're missing something secondary. What are you missing, Rabbi Sai? You're missing the Yisrael that you're saying this. It's not called the Ma'is that Tefillah, it's not called the Ma'is that Tekiyah Shofar B'chlal. That's why it's inconceivable, according to the Rambam, to blow shofar without kavana. So we have multiple approaches here to try to explain Ma'ai Manishtar Ma'atzah from shofar. We know from the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, although we had problems with the Girsa, but the Ma'is that that's the Girsa, that's the Ebes Lamita, the Rambam's Shteitas, right? But the Rambam, unlike other Rishonim, differentiates between Ma'atzah and shofar. So we have three biurim in the Shittas Rambam. So one possibility is to say that matzah is the gamre different because matzah is a mitzvah sheyesh b'hanah, and therefore hanah trumps all the regular rules, and the bosha was from the sugya of krisos, from the saset. And we mentioned that whether that's a good raya or not depends upon what the nature of the din of shkenen and krisos is, which in turn depends upon what the nature of the din of the iser of b'chos asurus is. Is it a maisa achila or is it a hanah shaboy? That was one beer in the Rambam. Then we had a second beer in the Rambam to say, no, we got it all wrong. Matzah is not the exception. Shofar is the exception. Within that approach in the Rambam, we have the 2A and 2B. So 2A was, why is shofar different? Shofar is because there's no Maisa. And therefore, mitzvah without Maisa require kavanah. We're saying, no, 2B, it's not just shofar is different because of lack of a Maisa. Shofar is different because the very essence of shofar is a tefillah dikadin. We brought a couple of rayas for that. And then we put that together with Reb Chaim, that whenever there's a din of tefillah, the kavanah is an integral part of the very essence of the mitzvah. And this all may be merumas, this all may be hinted in the one word. Now Moshe can say a word, Father, for the sixth time. Zichron. No, you said the wrong word, Father. Zichron, that's what Zichron means. Zichron Chua. You have to remember, you have to think about it. It's not enough just to blow shofar. You have to contemplate, you have to think, you have to be cognizant of the shofar that you're blowing. So it's a whole different aspect of Tekiyah Shofar. Shofar is very, very different conceptually than Echilas Matzah and other mitzvahs. Okay, so everyone chapped this, all everyone understood this, right? Everyone thought about this, you saw the Rambams, everyone realized three of you in the Ram. Okay, we're good to go.
You say Shema would be Yotzah
without Kavanah?
What? You
say
Shema would be
Yotzah
without
Kavanah? Shema without Kavanah. I mean, that's, again, that was one of the potential differences, why maybe Shofar is different. So basically, we spent 45 minutes, 50 minutes almost, on the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is really the Das Yochanan in these Rishonim. It's really the Mechudesh to Peshitta. The regular standard chunk of the Rishonim do not differentiate between mitzvahs, but rather they paskin straight out one way or the other. The only problem is, half the Rishonim paskin one way, half paskin another way, and that's what led to this confusion in Shulchan Aruch. So if we take a look at the fourth of the Rambam Kaimetz, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Olmim She'ei Mitzvahs Kavana. Of course, what's missing next? V'yeshomim should say V'yeshomim should tzuris kavana. But says Mesias as a mitzvah chen halacha. So finally, after hundreds and thousands of years of dispute, Shulchan Aruch puts the issue to rest and says we pass in halacha mitzvah tzuris kavana, right? So it's almost like time to end shiur. We've done. We finished the sugya, right? Not all right. We are not sure what the Shulchan Aruch meant with that line, the chen halacha. Those two words, chen halacha. You can understand those words in one of two ways. Know who's going to tell the Chalitza of Magen Avraham and the Gra. What are the two ways of understanding the Shulchan Aruch's Pshat,
one is talking about the first case or the second case.
No, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omim Ein Tzrichos, Yesh Omim Tzrichos, V'chein Halacha Tzrichos.
What's he talking about? Is it the first Tzrichos or the second
Tzrichos?
The second part?
No, V'chein Halacha is going on this, what he just said. Of course it's going on the second one. Close, what? The question is still unresolved. Now the job of the Shulchan Aruch is right. What's that going to do? It's very nice to go to Shira and talk about the two Rambas, the two Yur, the one, two, the way, three, the Shira, the Shira, the Shira, no, it's all cute, but Shira's job is able to do. So Shira has to be Nachri, but he has to be Nachri, he has to do the things. Oh, more up the Zohar, Rambam's up the Zohar, gets up the Zohar, Rashi's up the Zohar, what do you do, Gavala, what do you do? So what rules do you follow when you're not sure what to do? What's the general rule? You have two basic rules in the law. What do you do when you're not supposed to do? And therefore, the person who shows me out, I don't know what to tell you. He says, I don't know what to tell you. What must I tell you to do? Gotta go over here because. But that's what Shogarach meant. They get to do it again with the suffix. Then that would be candid enough to say, do it again, because something, but don't make a what? So that's what the Shulchanach meant when he said, Bechein Halacha. You know who says that? The Magen Avraham. The Avraham says the Shulchanach never meant to conclude what it is, but that doesn't mean it. We don't know what Halacha is. Not that we don't unresolve that, but we have to resolve it. So the resolution is, do it again, something. Open it up. Because the Sufik, the Araisa, I want you to stop for a second and ask you the following question. Assuming this is Pian the Shulchan Aruch, assuming that the Rav is Pian is correct. I blew the shofar without Kavanah, the Kel Nashir, and I have no idea what the halacha is, and therefore me suffering I have to repeat the shofar again. Because the Klal Safi there writes in the Chumri. If I would ask Moshe Rabbeinu on the spot, Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the din? Moshe Rabbeinu would say, I don't know what the din is. I have no idea. Maybe the Rash was right, maybe the Balmoz. I don't know what the din is. So Moshe Rabbeinu would say to me to blow again. Does the Torah say to blow again? Does the Kaddish Baruch say to blow again? Safi the Rais B'chumah, right? Who are you quoting? You're quoting a famous Shita Sarambam. It's a very, very famous Shita Sarambam. Hilchos Tumas Meis of all places. Protestant was Tumas Meis, but the Rambam says that klal that we know from Mishnayos, from Gemara, from Kolotar Kulu, called Tzvega the Rais L'Chona, is only a what? Is only a klal Midirabam. Min HaTorah, all Tzvekas are what? All Kulu. I find a piece of meat in the street. I have no idea whether it's kosher or not. 50-50 chairs. There's only two stores in town. One's kosher, one's treif. I have no idea whether it's kosher or treif. And I come to Moshe Rabbeinu, can I eat the meat? You know what the answer is?
No. Yes.
Moshe Rabbeinu never heard of Dim Drabban. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from our seat. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you won't believe it. I got this piece of meat. It's something chaz, something not. What does he say? Sure, we'll join you for barbecue tonight. Head the gomer, because all sveikas are mutam in the Torah, according to the Rambam. I, the Mishnayis, and the Gemaras, and Shah say 100 times, sveik the rice of Chumra. That is only a what? Chumadro. Who disagrees with the Rambam? Anyone know? The Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba disagrees with the Ram, and the Rashba says, no, what are you talking about? That klal of Sveika Derais and Lechumra is a klal mida araisa. You can't eat that meat mida araisa. So now, I want to go back to our Sugya Mitzvah Kavanah for a second. I have a guy who just blew shofar at Tekel Nashir. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he comes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, what do I do? I have Tekel Nashir. So the rabbi learns the whole sugya, looks up Shulchan Aruch, Bechein Halacha, Magen Avraham, and Kizuch, to Tesafek. So what does the rabbi tell him? You got to do what? You got to blow again. Is that a Pesach Ben HaTorah binding or only a Midrabanan binding? According to the Rambam Pashtus, it's only a Chumah Midrabanan to blow again. According to the Rashba, it's a Dimid Araisa. That's what you guys would all say. Who votes for what I just said, right? Everyone agrees with what I said? Simple. So I'll tell you something which is startling. The Nesivis, Heli Val Nesivis says, "Bamed Devar Mamurim that the Rambam holds that Sfeikis are only Midrabban on the Chumra. That's by Isurim, but by Mitzvahs, even the Rambam concedes that Sufik Mitzvahs essay on the Chumra Midraisa. Who here said what? Why did I say that's startling? What did the Nesivis just tell us that's counterintuitive?" What do you think is the more chomer area of halacha? Isurim or mitzvahs? Isurim. And what did the Nesipis just tell us? By Isurim, no big deal. I can eat the meat. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's great. But by mitzvahs, you got to repeat the mitzvah. What's pshat? Doesn't make any sense, right? Anyone want to offer a suggestion?
There's nothing wrong with just repeating the
principle. I didn't say wrong. Mechuyev. According to the Sivich, you're mechuyev to blow the shofar again in their eyes in the Suffolk, even according to the Rambam. Doesn't make any sense, right? I'll tell you what the sense is. It says in the Sivich the following view. Why is it, according to the Rambam, that Sveikis are mutar min HaTorah? What's the lomdus of Rambam? I have a piece of chazer in front, a piece of meat in front of me. I have no idea it's chazer now. Why am I allowed to eat it in a Torah? What's the lumpus? The receivers explains lumpus as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, he speaks in certain terms. In the world of Shemayim, no states. So when the Torah says a word, it means with certainty. When the Shabbat who said to my Shabbat, don't eat chazir, what does that mean? I need to find chazir? A piece of meat that I want?
No.
That I know for certain is chazir. That's world chazir. If that certainty is lacking, I'll zeba or shutter. That's the reason why I stay this over the position. I want to take that far now from the other disease. When the Shabbat who said, blow shofar, fulfill the bits of shofar. What does that mean? Fulfill the bits of shofar in what kind of matter? In a way with certainty, with vados. If I heard the shofar and I can't say with certainty that I was yotze, then what? I wasn't yotze even what? Even in that Torah was yotze. So the same Rambam that says that Sveikus of a kuam in a Torah says in the Sivas, that's only in the realm of Yisur, because we can hide behind that lack of certainty. But that same smart lack of certainty now turns the table on us and tells us in order to be Yetzir Shofar, you have to be Yetzir Nevada Shofar. You have to be Yetzir Nevada Tzvon, Nevada Lul, Nevada Matzvon. So therefore, it could be that even according to the version that Sveik is a basic mitzvah in the Torah, if you have a Sophic mitzvah in the Torah, you have to do it again. So again, I have this practice of Shulchan Aruch that I can't quite put my finger on. As Shemarov says, you have to go back and repeat the mitzvah. That's the Torah Sofer. My nafkamina is the Torah Sofer. So he said, might be another Kabra. Anyone give me another nafkamina? What would be the significance of saying you're going back to the Torah Sofer? That one would be that's one kind of mitzvah, mitzvah. The Rais, what if this is a Rabban? What if I don't remember? What if I look out together with Okamoni? I watch this item. Is it kind of mitzvah of Rabban without Ravana? What would you say? If it's only a sulfate, then what? Then something that Rabban would do, you don't have to go back. So if that's the pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan never really meant to say with certainty and absolute conviction that this is what I just meant, playing it safe. You play it safe, you got me your eyes, you got me your eyes. If you're a little more risky, you gamble a little more, because if you're a Rabban, it's something that Rabban would do. This is all assuming that's the Shulchan Aruch. There's entirely different reading the Shulchan Aruch as the Google and Roth, which I'm going to next year, was to be separated from the Shulchan Aruch. So again, today what we accomplished was as follows. I told you it's one of the biggest sugars in the summer, and if you live in the sugar, so we have Mitzvah Sivu Shabbana, we have one Gemara to say yeah, one Gemara to say no, one Gemara to say Sharon, the Rambam was one of the Shulchan Aruch, we have three Biura, which is the Rambam, and now we're going back to the Tzak, the Shulchan Aruch, who's telling us, Ken Alocha, and we have two versions of the Shulchan Aruch. And even when we get the first room, we're not even sure what exactly the ramifications are. I'm going to tomorrow, on Tuesday, what we're going to do is the final question. Yes.
Somebody,
if you're going to
get the